It isn't like day after tomorrow a couple of billion dollars are going to show up for you to do whatever you need to do. This kind of money is never going to be handled in that manner. What we do out there later is absolutely immaterial for what you need to know in this room. Know that we have at least three different parties working on funding, and one party that has already made arrangements for some massive funding, but it's more a legitimate bring it in from Europe type of financing, and we would prefer to use that for the more visible projects. And in those instances, I'm talking about any kind of a business venture, preferably in Nevada, where it's very open, very run-of-the-mill type of business, just good investment, because we're never going to run businesses again like your country has. And if that happens, and there will be ones involved in that, those particular businesses, that I don't envy George. He's going to have to play the game longer in a setting of pure old Kazarian type of business, you know, where I've got to have the major part of the stock and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Whereas if you are running it in this new order of things, you don't do any of those things, none of those things. And so what we will do is have to fix facilities whereby projects are presented. These ones can purchase enough business over here so that they can legitimately come back and forth, because they will be business investors. But they're not dumb enough to hold their assets in one name. So they will have multiple investors, and you will have multiple projects, and you will borrow money from those investors to bring over here to do your projects. That way you are not getting money that is taxable. You are borrowing and basically going in the hole. They are able to handle their business work as investors, and it clears them also. And it's a clean way, an easy way, a remarkable way to bring money in. You see, we're not interested in stockpiling money. We're not interested in gaining all the gold in the world. We're interested in getting some projects done for a remnant to make it through a passage. And what happens with those other assets is not going to be mentioned at all. So don't think just sitting around waiting for this to fall on you is the answer to everything. It will not be that way. Now, there will be several types of ways that it will be handled, and it is all going to be done in a very business way. But it's going to be done under the protection of the shelters that we have told you will protect you. We're not in competition with anybody. We're not even overthrowing anything. You are going to have to grow up if you're going to make it through this transition. And the government knows it. They know you're here. They're not even picking at you. They will even help you. HUD is still considering how to give Donahue the business, and Jack will go back to Washington to meet with him again. So the long time of patience will bring its rewards. Unfortunately for all of you, it doesn't happen instantly, and it never happens on your schedule, and I understand it. But maybe that's a good thing, because nobody ever really believed that it would happen, and therefore you didn't get ready, and you're not ready. Now you're ready to start. But if massive amounts of money came tomorrow, you are not ready. you just think you are, but you would go helter-skelter. And there are only the few that can do it. It was planned that way. And a lot of it rests on Oberle. A lot of it is going to rest on Mike. And now, poor Ed got into it, and it's going to be on his back, too. And, yes, and he thought he was going to Memphis. How many of you in this room remember when he sat there and said, well, he didn't know. He believed he wasn't going to stay here anymore. He had some relatives, etc., 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 and he believed he would go to Memphis. And I was nice and lovable to him. I said, go. Go ahead and cop out. You've made it into your 70s and complain about it, and I'm 158,000 years older than you, and I don't want to hear about it. Just go. Just like I told Rick, go ahead and go to Grand Junction, Colorado. Miss all the fun and your purpose and everything worth doing in this world. And I know that he's glad he didn't go, because he wouldn't have missed tromping around in that jungle in 95 degree heat with it almost raining on you and you can't breathe. And if you could, you might as well be swimming in hot water.
This gentleman here, name of Mike, is an extraordinary human being. I don't give compliments, as all of you people might know. Have I ever complimented any of you to any extent?
Well, he gave Father Aton some credit here in the beginning.
Well, Mike is an extraordinary human being. This guy knows how to meet a situation in the moment with the stuff to make it move. And, of course, the only reason he can do that is because he's now being moved and geared and touched by Father Aton and the commander. Get in touch with Father Aton and the commander immediately, if not sooner.
And he'll send you a fax, too, won't he?
He sure will.
Do you remember that, George? You, too, can get on the fax line.
So I'll end up my little speech here, because it's time for that. But the rest of the journey was, all of a sudden, we were in Manila, and we went and rented a 18th floor of a skyscraper. This is all making arrangements, because we knew we had it, and this was going to develop.
The vehicles that are out here parked in front of the bar and the restaurant, they're not patrons. You please move your cars for the patrons that are going to use the restaurant and the bar area?
No, we won't. It's our parking space too, I believe. We got into starting up an airline. We got into doing a number of things, but Mike has got all the information on that. And as far as these future possibilities, contingency things are concerned, let me say that in a little final little wrap up here, that we have no concept or intuition or psychic ability about how important each one of us is in God's plan. The commander's been telling us about God's plan. He's been saying it real clear, that if you will invite the help that's available to you, you're going to get that help, and you're going to get it quickly. That's his domain, and so he will talk about that. But this gentleman that I was talking about before, I was really interrupted by that character out there.
Well, we have to have our beer. So
has got a bunch to say
well,
to you.
Well, they can't drive, so best let them walk.
So, Mike, will you pick it up where I left off?
Well, I won't say too much, but as a former Green Beret and being in the jungle for as long as I was, I can go out in the jungle with this guy anytime. He can really make it, and that's unbelievable to me because I had a hard time huffing and puffing myself. I brought a diagram that I'll pass around for you that want to see the design of the round housing and dome housing that they had developed from Atmospherian help. And these people stayed with them for 7 years and not only helped them design this, but guided them through 7 years of teachings that they are trying to teach to other people at this time. So I'll pass that around and you can take a look at it. And we were pretty amazed at the association they have with the association you have here. Like everybody here wants to go on and do agricultural projects and hydroponics and all this and digging shelters. They were in the process of digging a shelter when we arrived. And I have pictures of that, but I'm not going to pass them around because I only have one copy. So it was pretty surprising to us, but not really surprising because we were told and guided by the newspaper and confirmed through faxes, as the commander has said. And then after all this, we were ready to go home because we had seen it all. And we had done what business we had set out to do. And by the way, we did find two bombs in our hotel, and we had the impression that they were for us and not for the Russians that were across the street. And those were dismantled, and we don't know how big they were because they didn't let us get near them. So we were on our way to the airport. We got another fax. Well, you shouldn't go to the airport. Aren't you interested in flying saucers, and aren't you interested in ETs, and shouldn't you spend a little more time out in the boondocks and get to know everybody? So we canceled our flight and got in a car and took off back to the boondocks. And we spent that night seeing moving objects. And the next morning, decided to go out very early in the morning and continue our trip up and down the mountain through the jungle. And we did see some things. Ed missed them at first, but I pointed those facts out to him, and we think we did run into people that were either connected or Atmospherians. They were very friendly to us. They waved to us. They talked to us. The children themselves guided us. They knew every spot we wanted to go to and took us through the jungle, five or six kids, about 3 to 7 years old. And they told us everything there was to know about all the special places and the water and how to drink it and what you should do before you drink the water and how reverent you should be to every cave. And if you're going to go into any cave, is you got to take your shoes off because we don't allow any dirty shoes in the caves, even though the cave is dirty. So we had quite an experience, and now we're back, and we know what to expect. But the real point in the whole trip was the confidence in Father Eitan. Like Ed says, we increased our ability to communicate on this trip. And now maybe we're not all 100% there, but we know how to get there now. It was easier for us to get it about halfway through. We figured it out, what we're supposed to be doing. And that's, I think, what everybody should be trying to do, is get in touch, get the answers, and then move on those answers. And I think that's what all these meetings are supposed to be for, is to get you aware. Once you're aware, start receiving the awareness. Then once you're receiving the awareness, go inside and find out your direction. And I think we found our direction, and we're working on the processes that we developed there. Now, those people want to cooperate with us and communicate with us, and we will continue communicating with them and being in business with them also, because they needed help, and we have promised our help, because some of the technology they have there isn't up to speed. We had things that they didn't have, and they had things we didn't have, like the algae we're looking for. They had all of it. We saw how water was purified. We saw changes in vegetation that they knew how to grow. So we're learning from them, and I think the communication will continue, and it'll get better because, as the commander says, that's the new city, and they're very aware of it, and they were telling us a lot about it. So I guess we'll continue on from here and follow the yellow brick road, as I say. Thank you, Commander.
Thank you, Mike. Of course it's easier if you can go shake someone's hand and recognize that they're not from your dimension. We understand that. But you are not in a society over here that can allow for that at this time. If you want to know what a Pleiadian looks like, for instance, look to your right or to your left. Don't be so concerned. And that's absolutely right. When you make up your mind and know what your goal is and you start giving, guess why things start uncovering? Because you've released the I want, I expect, and I'm going to have, and I'm going to do it like it's always been done, ad nauseum, and you've already blocked the ability to receive. You've already made up your mind how it's going to be. Never worked before, won't work again, and I better not do it. It's conditioned learning. And I hear you. At what point does wisdom take over? Or do you just keep going and keep going and doing silly things because you thought it was the right thing to do? Well, somewhere along the line, you stop doing it for the wrong reasons, and then it can begin to return to you. It's like putting a problem into your head when you go to bed at night and ask for guidance in the highest divine order, according to the better good, the higher good. Father, show me the way. I'll do it. Just show me the way. And you find your problems begin to have solutions. It isn't a matter of just going blindly out there and jumping off the cliff and then start shouting, Father, save me. It's wiser to take the parachute with you or make a rendezvous arrangement or something. But you find that when you start getting prepared for the receiving, it starts coming. Because you also begin to attract ones who know what they're doing, and you're going to find it's going to mesh. Oberly just had a little bit of fun with Turner, along with his other myriads of entanglements and property owner. His spouse comes from a very wealthy, very elite family, and yet they've lived out here what would almost appear frugally, very unpretentiously. They've loved being out here. And yet he's going to move now where he can be a little bit farther away from things because Tehachapi has grown into a complicated, bilious town like every other governmental operation. And now the ones that were that age group are getting older and they don't like the town at all. Because humans have moved into it. And they liked it when they ran everything. And they wouldn't let any business into town. Now you can't breathe without asking the planning commission, and then they won't let you breathe. But they'll do stupid things like putting a sewage disposal, nothing, down there to smell in the middle of town. You know, this is the kind of planning you've got. And so some of the older ones are really moving, leaving the area. Well, I'm sorry about that because they would have been the very ones that would have enjoyed watching it grow in its beauty so much. But the interesting thing about Turner is he's part owner of the biggest detective agency in the state of California. And they've really been trying to find out what kind of a cult you are. So we're doing our job right. We're not. And we're not trying to overthrow anything, not even Jason Brandt. I would appreciate if everybody would vote against him every time he comes up for election, but that's for your benefit, not because of Jason Brandt. If he cleans up his act, he might be a worthy participant. But a lot of these ones are not going to clean up their act. They are sent here, they are involved, and they're sent in to protect the backsides of these politicians. I'm going to ask George to do two things. I would like him to just catch us up a little bit because, as a matter of fact, there was time to write a little bit. There's not been time for a meeting. And I realize that some things need to be private because they're personal, but we need to share too. And he had brought a notice that just came across the facts that... I'm not going to give a name. I'm going to say it comes from Northbrook, Illinois, that says, at request of my partner, I want you to know I saw a train with, and it looks like P-10, but what it says is 40 cars of tanks and other military vehicles. It was spotted 10... I can't tell what this means. At 3:30 p.m. at intersection of Willow and Shimmer Roads in Glenview, Illinois. Now, I'm sorry, it's difficult to read. This is coming in from all over. Maybe George would... I'm sorry that Dr. Coleman doesn't join with us anymore to share, because he does get wondrous new updated information. There is a massive major incident planned for the 4th of July. I think that already the information is scattering up and down the West Coast, at least, for people not to be concerned that it is a military games action. And it will include Japanese, etc. Now, you know that the Japanese don't have any military, so that should give you a chill in the heart, along with the fact that the Chinese are very active. A lot of these tanks are the old Chinese tanks. Many of them were utilized in, not Saudi Arabia, but in Iraq. They're good decoys. You're being set up. Then comes more news from one saying, yes, they know now amongst the higher elite scientists all about this photon belt you're heading into. One group of scientists at one of your major universities asked not to be identified. And I don't blame them. This is under penalty of death, Sheila's. But the word has come out that they're not only expecting it, but they have been frantically working to build some kind of photon storage equipment to make it through that period of time, with their idiot intent of hoping to make it through without the rest of you knowing what happened to you. Well, that takes two massive storage cells and things to be able to be functional. But they are expecting to enter that photon belt on the 15th of July. Just pay attention, that's all. Just pay attention and don't panic. Before I get George to speak, I want all of you to see this, and if anyone's interested, these are the Georgia Guidestones. This is granite of a green color. It is the finest granite in the world, and you won't know this because I just wrote on it this morning, and even EJ will not know it. In Lower Georgia and Florida, there is this green granite, and you will be interested to know that it is from the South African tectonic plate, that when the major lopsided planet began to take its form, you know that you had Pan, which was one big continent. The other side was water. Earth was sucked off Tiamat. As you are reading these portions on creation, you will find that if you are a biblical scholar and you are honest, you will find the story hidden there in Genesis. You will find the story completely outlaid in the Sumerian texts from Mesopotamia. That's southern Iraq. That body is headed your way again. At the time, some 4.6 billion years ago, you got jerked off of Tiamat. And as you begin to balance out, those tectonic plates begin to move because you are floating. And this is what has, through the eons since then, caused your planets to shift, your continents to shift about. And right now, your Pacific Ocean is shrinking, while your Atlantic Ocean is appearing to expand. I'm not going to go into that now, but this is why these guide stones were put in Georgia, and it's why they were carved into the hardest, most beautiful granite in the world, so that you could begin to get your connection. And it's not going to say that in here, but I'm telling you that this granite is right out of the tectonic plate of South Africa. Now, George, if you would share with us a little bit, and maybe if you have some other inside information, you need earth information. You need to know what's going on around you.
Thank you, Commander. The information that we have regarding the Soviets right now is of the possibility that we may, in conjunction with the United Nations, attack ourselves. That skirmish that's going on in Russia, and I'll get this from John the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, he says lots of things are going on. Even though Bush is saying they're not going to intercede, it appears that we may be involved in sending our troops over there to try to squelch the activity.
George, let me interject right here. I sincerely appreciate your saying that. I've written about it before. I wondered if anybody was going to pick it up. You ones have been trying to cause a first strike against Russia for decades. And you're up against it again with a date set.
Well, the date set, Coleman sources say that's rubbish. That was July 4th, that the Soviets were planning an attack against the United States. But we're getting other information from other places that just be aware at this point. I think things are coming down pretty heavily. By the way, for the people that are listening to the tape, Nevada's considering changes in their corporation thing for new people because they're having a flood of people coming over there to get incorporated, so you better get it done as quick as you can. We'll have to have some kind of a new process of doing that. I expect.
No, we've got a new process of doing it. You just haven't had an opportunity to do some meeting about it.
Well, anyway, we're working on that.
We can do it rapidly, and court now has an office in Las Vegas even.
To Just don't have a meeting on it. Okay. Well, they better get it done because the state is asking. My understanding is they're going to ask for some other requirements of actually having corporate offices in the state of Nevada of some kind. So maybe that will work out with court. Oh, and of course, we'll be moving, looks like, at the end of this month. I will share with you some funny things that have occurred, not exactly funny, but America West Airlines thinks America West is their property, and they filed a suit against us. And they also, in their suit, wanted us to change the name of the Phoenix Liberator, and I said, no way. I can always change names of the publishing company in order to make the things work, or another imprint, and that's what we talk with the attorneys about right now. But I can go to court, because I've had America West for 25 years, roughly, that I can document. But that's going to cost about $20,000, and I think that's a waste of time. I'd rather put $20,000 in sending out more Liberators, frankly. These are things that we have to look at on a business side that I get approached, because I do get the potentials of lawsuits. You know, 2-3 times a week somebody calls because they don't like me or what we're doing, but that's just part of the game we're playing at this minute. This is to show you, I'm not going to change the name of the Liberator at all. And the printing and the Liberator and everything is going to stay right here, Commander. At this point, I don't see us ever changing that because you're obviously the location. Maybe a partial of the printing someplace else, leave some of it here and some of the other one, merely because of the cost and expense, and it allows us to get it out in other places, just so people do know that it'll still coming out of here, nothing big changing there. I don't know what else to tell you other than we hope to have everything operational within the next 60 days up there. Basically, we'll be moving within the next 3 weeks. The office operation is operational at this point, but we'll be actively doing it.
Are you still working on the Ormsby House?
Yes, but the Ormsby House was taken over totally by the bank, and they have... The bank people do not, in my experience, have had the experience in running a place, and it's going downhill rapidly. So when I get over there, I'm going to try to address a new situation with trying to rescue it. But they're just running it to the ground right now.
Well, as I recall, back in the days when we did have time for a meeting and we were discussing the Ormsby House, was not your plan to make facilities within that hotel for residents types of situations where ones could literally come to visit and represent themselves as valid citizens?
That's correct. That was the whole intent. And I think that when I get up there to have a meeting with the attorneys, the new ones now, to discuss that same procedure, it's quite easily transferable. There's 200 rooms, and I could take care of a lot of so-called corporations and housing, and also make people their intent to be a resident of Nevada, just like the president does, and you'd have no taxes. These are also some of the things on a personal basis, legitimately. So yeah, my intent is still to do that, Commander, but it's the timing, and every day you only have so many hours that I can work with on a physical basis.
I gave you 4 extra hours in your day. What did you do with them?
I used them up, and I need 4 more. And I want the other people to have them at the same time that I have them, though. This food is 2 to 4 in the morning time stuff that nobody else is up.
Well, that's the way it goes.
There are a lot of opportunities that we're looking at over there right now. There's abundant water. Land is a lot cheaper. We have a lot of support for people to do any kind of project that will bring industry within Nevada, because they recognize that. There are attorneys there that represent the constitutional law themselves, and they're real anxious to work with our people. We have the Plechaks have just moved up there, Commander. I guess they're going to be up there in about 2 weeks or 3 weeks themselves.
Who? I'm sorry.
Gabriella.
Yes.
And she's sitting right here, and she's also feeling that she should be translating material into German, I believe. Is that correct? That's correct. So a lot of different things will be happening while we're there. And we will keep you up to breast on anything else that does happen.
Well, the facts are that as this begins to open up and always, as with any sheltering situation that is worthy and works well, and I've been warning all of you a long time, that if you put off taking action, you may be left with no action to be taken. And this is what George is basically telling you about corporations. The group or the ones with EJ and Court went into full speed ahead because it looks like there will be changes. One can establish a corporation, and possibly as other changes come within the state, you can be grandfathered. There will be some other pressures brought to bear as time goes on. All shelters are very apt to be removed. That means that you have to act while it is available to you. I can't do more than tell you that. Ones working with me have busted every speed law they can to get it operational for you. And very often, all we get back are lawsuits and complaints. So remember, when we are speaking to you ones, we are not telling you that you have to go out and do anything. But ones pray all the time, tell us what to do, tell me what to do with this, I need to save that, what do I do? All we can do is tell you what to do. And then realizing that then comes back the next set of questions, it says, but I don't know how to do it. Then when we tell you how to do it, come back the other side of the coin who would like to put your money into investments on Wall Street to sue us for telling you what to do. So it's an incredible passage here. So I'm not talking to everybody. If you have asked and this is a feasible way to go, do it. Greens will be in the area of Carson City where they could help. But we're not going to force anybody to do anything. Please understand that. They've got their hands full. They've got more than they can manage. And when they are over there and established, ones in Nevada are waiting, in the communications industry, are just waiting for George to get settled so that they can have more seminars, more speaking, more radio outlets. And the intent is to hook up with Skylink, both here in Tehachapi and in Nevada. This will give you a network of satellites, and they won't be able to take you off the air. But all of this requires so much, and it requires great investments now, both in time and in assets. So it may seem to all of you that it's an inappropriate time to be going. It's the only time to be going. Once this starts moving, there's not time to move. And I'm talking about personal belongings. And so we just have to function the best we can. And the ones in this town are stable and secure, and we really appreciate your willingness to get us through this perturbation of change. And a lot of the business aspect just has to be worked out between Oberle and George to get us through this period of time. There will be some other investments that George has been working on. There's some that Oberle have been working on that have nothing to do with anything mentioned so far in this room. A lot of George's contacts from his older days, because you see, he was a swinger. He flew with the elite. You know, old Paul Volcker was his friend. And Teddy Kennedy got to be his enemy. But that's neither here nor there. There are a lot of ones who misunderstood the thrust of the journals. And George had to take the brunt of that. When I talk about Khazarians, everybody said I was a Jew hater. And if George was going to publish this material, this meant that he was anti-Semitic. Now, they would not sit still long enough to hear what an anti-Semite is. And that the Semites came right over on Tiamat, but you know, you can't force people to listen either. But as things began to unfold, I think Ken would be able to tell you that he cannot now keep up with book orders. A lot of those are the Committee of 300. But by recognizing what is going on and realizing that you have heard this, people are going to start turning around to God, because you don't really have anywhere else to turn. And if you want instructions, you're not going to go either to Dr. Coleman or to your local bishop. You're going to find out from God what you better be doing. And Sananda is going to be telling you more and more and more of the guidelines that get you aboard his craft. I don't want you ones from this moment forward to confuse Aton, Pleiades, Tiamat, Marduk, and Sananda. Sananda is the God coming back to your place. That does not mean that Aton and Sananda are one. It means that they are one in equality of creation capabilities. And this planet Earth and ones in this quadrant of the universe will fall to Sananda as governor or manager or whatever you want to call him. He's the one coming back to do the sorting on the planet Earth.
Excuse me. We have to change the tape.
Fine. Right. It isn't like day after tomorrow a couple of billion dollars are going to show up for you to do whatever you need to do. This kind of money is never going to be handled in that manner. What we do out there later is absolutely immaterial for what you need to know in this room. Know that we have at least three different parties working on funding, and one party that has already made arrangements for some massive funding, but it's more a legitimate bring it in from Europe type of financing, and we would prefer to use that for the more visible projects. And in those instances, I'm talking about any kind of a business venture, preferably in Nevada, where it's very open, very run-of-the-mill type of business, just good investment, because we're never going to run businesses again like your country has. And if that happens, and there will be ones involved in that, those particular businesses, that I don't envy George. He's going to have to play the game longer in a setting of pure old Khazarian type of business, you know, where I've got to have the major part of the stock and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Whereas if you are running it in this new order of things, you don't do any of those things, none of those things. And so what we will do is have to fix facilities whereby projects are presented. these ones can purchase enough business over here so that they can legitimately come back and forth, because they will be business investors. But they're not dumb enough to hold their assets in one name. So they will have multiple investors. And you will have multiple projects. And you will borrow money from those investors to bring over here to do your projects. That way you are not getting money that is taxable. You are borrowing and basically going in the hole. They are able to handle their business work as investors, and it clears them also. And it's a clean way, an easy way, a remarkable way to bring money in. You see, we're not interested in stockpiling money. We're not interested in gaining all the gold in the world. We're interested in getting some projects done for a remnant to make it through a passage. And what happens with those other assets is not going to be mentioned at all. So don't think just sitting around waiting for this to fall on you is the answer to everything. It will not be that way. Now, there will be several types of ways that it will be handled. And it is all going to be done in a very business way. But it's going to be done under the protection of the shelters that we have told you will protect you. We're not in competition with anybody. We're not even overthrowing anything. You are going to have to grow up if you're going to make it through this transition. And the government knows it. They know you're here. They're not even picking at you. They will even help you. HUD is still considering how to give Donahue the business, and Jack will go back to Washington to meet with him again. So the long time of patience will bring its rewards. Unfortunately for all of you, it doesn't happen instantly, and it never happens on your schedule, and I understand it. But maybe that's a good thing, because nobody ever really believed that it would happen, and therefore you didn't get ready, and you're not ready. Now you're ready to start. But if massive amounts of money came tomorrow, you are not ready. You just think you are, but you would go helter-skelter. And there are only the few that can do it. It was planned that way. And a lot of it rests on Oberle. A lot of it is going to rest on Mike. And now, poor Ed got into it, and it's going to be on his back too. And yes, and he thought he was going to Memphis. How many of you in this room remember when he sat there and said, well, he didn't know. He believed he wasn't going to stay here anymore. He had some relatives, etc., 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 and he believed he would go to Memphis. And I was nice and lovable to him. I said, go. Go ahead and cop out. You've made it into your 70s and complain about it, and I'm 158,000 years older than you, and I don't want to hear about it. Just go. Just like I told Rick, go ahead and go to Grand Junction, Colorado. Miss all the fun and your purpose and everything worth doing in this world. And I know that he's glad he didn't go, because he wouldn't have missed tromping around in that jungle in 95 degree heat with it almost raining on you and you can't breathe. And if you could, you might as well be swimming in hot water.
I would like to say at this moment, this gentleman here, name of Mike, is an extraordinary human being. I don't give compliments, as all of you people might know. Have I ever complimented any of you to any extent?
Well, he gave Father Aton some credit here in the beginning.
Well, Mike is an extraordinary human being. This guy knows how to meet a situation in the moment with the stuff to make it move. And, of course, the only reason he can do that is because he's now being moved and geared and touched by Father Aton and the commander. Get in touch with Father Aton and the commander immediately, if not sooner.
And he'll send you a fax, too, won't he?
He sure will.
Do you remember that, George? You, too, can get on the fax line.
So I'll end up my little speech here because it's time for that. But the rest of the journey was all of a sudden we were in Manila and we went and rented a 18th floor of a skyscraper. This is all making arrangements because we knew we had it and this was going to develop. No, we won't. It's our parking space too, I believe. So, we got into starting up an airline. We got into doing a number of things. Mike has got all the information on that. And as far as these future possibilities, contingency things are concerned. Let me say that in a little final little wrap up here, that we have no concept or intuition or psychic ability about how important each one of us is in God's plan. The commander has been telling us about God's plan. He's been saying it real clear that if you will invite the help that's available to you, you're going to get that help and you're going to get it quickly. That's his domain, and so he will talk about that. But this gentleman that I was talking about before I was really interrupted by that character out there.
Well, we have to have our beer. So
has got a bunch to say
to
you.
Well, they can't drive, so best let them walk.
So, Mike, will you pick it up where I left off?
Well, I won't say too much, but as a former Green Beret and being in the jungle for as long as I was, I can go out in the jungle with this guy anytime. He can really make it, and that's unbelievable to me, because I had a hard time huffing and puffing myself. I brought a diagram that I'll pass around for you that want to see the design of the round housing and dome housing that they had developed from Atmospherian help. And these people stayed with them for 7 years and not only helped them design this, but guided them through 7 years of teachings that they are trying to teach to other people at this time. So I'll pass that around and you can take a look at it. And we were pretty amazed at the association they have with the association you have here. Like everybody here wants to go on and do agricultural projects and hydroponics and all this and digging shelters. They were in the process of digging a shelter when we arrived. And I have pictures of that, but I'm not going to pass them around because I only have one copy. So it was pretty surprising to us, but not really surprising because we were told and guided by the newspaper and confirmed through faxes, as the commander has said. And then after all this, we were ready to go home because we had seen it all. And we had done what business we had set out to do. And by the way, we did find two bombs in our hotel. And we had the impression that they were for us and not for the Russians that were across the street. And those were dismantled, and we don't know how big they were because they didn't let us get near them. So we were on our way to the airport. We got another fax. Well, you shouldn't go to the airport. Aren't you interested in flying saucers? And aren't you interested in ETs? And shouldn't you spend a little more time out in the boondocks and get to know everybody? So we canceled our flight and got in a car and took off back to the boondocks. And we spent that night seeing moving objects. And the next morning, decided to go out very early in the morning and continue our trip up and down the mountain through the jungle. And we did see some things. Ed missed them at first, but I pointed those facts out to him, and we think we did run into people that were either connected or atmospherians. They were very friendly to us. They waved to us. They talked to us. The children themselves guided us. They knew every spot we wanted to go to and took us through the jungle, five or six kids, about 3 to 7 years old. And they told us everything there was to know about all the special places and the water and how to drink it and what you should do before you drink the water and how reverent you should be to every cave. And if you're going to go into any cave, is you got to take your shoes off because we don't allow any dirty shoes in the caves, even though the cave is dirty. So we had quite an experience, and now we're back.